tonight?
I don't know. Last night we had some real blowouts there. If we could hear, just recapping those games from last night. In girls action, LeBlanc defeated Rockport 64-21. Boys action, LeBlanc over Northland Christian 64-31. Then back to girls action, South Holt over the Maryville JV. That was 55-10. And the final game saw the Mount City boys defeat South Holt 91-47. So we really didn't have any competitive games at all last night.
What we'll do right now, they're getting ready for their final warm-ups here and the meeting with the captains. We'll take a two-minute break, and we'll come back, and we'll tell you who's going to start in this ball game after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to be providing orthopedic and sports medicine services with their new clinic, Ortho Midwest, with Dr. Adam Streit. Dr. Streit and his professional staff are available to see patients in their Falls City clinic for consultations and surgeries. Ortho Midwest is conveniently located at Community Medical Center. To get you on the road to recovery, call Ortho Midwest at 402-245-6510. Working together to achieve your best. Community Medical Center in Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny
101.3. And we welcome you back here to Mound City High School, where we are getting set for this first game of the day, and time to take a look at the starting lineups for Rockport and the Mount City girls.
First of all, the starters for the Mount City Panthers. They'll go with Sydney Meadows. Meadows is a 5'9 junior. Kendall Hux is a senior at 5'8. Elizabeth Lowcamper. Lowcamper is 6' junior. Taylor Quilty. Quilty is a senior at 5'7. And Bailey Long rounds out the starting five. She is a 6' senior. Starting lineup for the Rockport Blue Jays, Cheney Volger. Volger's 5'6 and a sophomore. Dylan Kemmerling, a 5'6 sophomore. Avery Meyercourt, she's a freshman at 5'9. Addie Mayfield, Mayfield also a freshman at 5'5. And Michaela Makings, a junior at 5'4, rounds out the starting five for Coach Maddie McPhillips and the Rockport Lady Jays. The Mound City Panthers, coached by Coach Katie Doherty.
Getting ready here for the introductions here of our teams and also the international anthem coming up. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between the two schools, it's also an educational experience for students involved because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. We'll take another two-minute timeout and be back with the tip-off coming up here between Mound City and Rockport on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, this is Randy Gatula. I get my cellular service from A1 Cellular, and you should too. Visit my friend Kim and her wonderful staff at A1 Cellular at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. They will provide you with a new unlimited data plan for just $30 a month with four lines. That's A1 Cellular, 402-274-1441.
Hall Funeral Chapel of Falls City in Auburn. dignity, quality, and caring. Everything a family deserves. Hall Family Funeral Services. We are a full service, providing the most elaborate funeral service to the simplest graveside service. Since no two people are exactly alike, neither should their funeral ceremony be alike. Hall Funeral staff provide pre-need counseling, no charge. Contact Todd at Hall Family Funeral Service.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you here this afternoon and this evening. The first of four big games that we have for you as part of this Mound City Invitational Tournament. Up first, it'll be this girls' game, the Mound City Panthers, taking on the Rockford Blue Jays. We've had the playing of our national anthem. We've had the introduction of starting lineups now over the public address system, and not much left to do now, John, other than just tip it up and play some high school basketball.
And remember, the home team is the away team, and the away team is the home team.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Yeah. Rockport wearing white, they're the home team tonight in this tournament.
Well, that's going to be interesting.
Mound City, the visitors.
Ready.
Here we go.
Yep.
It will be Avery Meyercourt stepping in for Rockport. She'll step in there at center circle. And in there for the Panthers, I believe, Bailey Long, is that 50? Bailey's a 6-foot senior. And here's the tip, and Rockport will control it. It comes the front court with Addison Mayfield. Mayfield stands out near the midcourt circle, now pushes the ball to the left side with it to Michaela Making to drive, shoots, misses, got it back, missed again, and got another offensive rebound. So two offensive rebounds already for Makings. Now the ball into the paint, back out left side for Kimmerling. Drives to the baseline. And now back out to the top. They'll swing the ball around Mayfield again at the point here for Rockport. Mound City playing man-to-man defense here. Out on top of the ball. They continue to work the ball. Kimmerling with it back to the right side of the floor. Into the hands of Mayfield again. And now on the right side, Makings. Michaela passes it away. And a long three-pointer up. Off the front, no good for Mayfield, and the rebound grabbed up by Mound City by Elizabeth Lowcamper. Fires the ball ahead, and the shot on the way, no good there by Hucks. Rebound saved inbound by Mound City by Meadows. Now she'll have the ball over on the left side. Into the lane she goes, off the glass, no good. Rebound picked off by Meyercourt. Avery on the run the other way for the Rockport Blue Jay girls, and now pulls the ball back out toward midcourt here. Kayla Makings with the ball. Looking. Now dribbling. Coming to the left side of the floor with it to Volger. Volger down low on the left side of the wing. Meyercourt skips it across. Makings starts in, stops, leaves the ball off for Mayfield. Makings now on the left side of the floor. She'll go skipping it across the floor to Volger. And a foul on the floor before a shot got off here. A foul on the Panther girls.
Pretty sure that's going to go on Elizabeth Lowcamper.
I think he said 50.
Really?
I think.
Well, let's wait and see what they post here.
They don't have that number. Don't have number one. Here's a shot on the way up, no good, and the rebound grabbed by Meadows. Somebody, number one's got five fouls, whoever that is. And, no, that's not right. Here's a drive and a bucket for Sidney Meadows from the right side. Of Mound City's off to a 2-0. It was on Bailey Long. I know they got it right.
All right.
Had the right numbers, just in the wrong order and in the wrong spot. So Bailey Meadows with the Bailey Long with the first foul of the game for Mound City. 2-0 Panthers. 5:38 to go, first quarter. Makings with the ball, left wing. Holds it, back out top, now to Mayfield. Mayfield works into the free throw line with the pass, and a jumper from there, banks home for Avery Meyercourt, and we are tied at 2. Panther basketball coming up the floor. Meadows moving left with the pass there to Hux. Kendall now inside, it goes to Long. She kicks the ball back out now and around Locamper. Left-hander for three off the rim, no good. Lots of contact on the rebound. No fouls called. The ball goes to Rockford, and up the floor with it comes Volger. Volger to Makings, right side of the floor, and back out to the top to Mayfield. Mayfield gets the ball inside. Now with it, Kemmerling knocked away, stolen. Here come the Panthers with the basketball up the floor. Once again, it will be Kendall Hux. Now out to Meadows for three, and brings it from the right side. Meadows with the first 5 points of the game for the Panthers, and it's 5-2 Mound City. 4.5 to play here in his first quarter. Makings with it, stands, looks, gives a ball to Mayfield. Addison backs into the center court circle. Now with the pass forward to Meyercourt. She'll drive on the left side, back out to the top to Volger. Volger gives away in traveling, and it's Addison Mayfield. Went to that head and shoulder fake and got called for moving the feet before she got the ball on the deck.
Substitute into the ball game now, Abby Gibson checking in for the Mount City Panthers. Gibson in replacing Bailey Long.
Panther basketball up with a 3-point lead here. Meadows off the left side for Quilty. Taylor will get the ball back over to Gibson. Gibson lost the handle on the dribble, throws the ball to the middle, and it's taken away by Rockport. Up the floor with it, Addison Mayfield. Leaves the ball off for Volger. Makings stands on the three-point line. Back to the top, between the circles with it, now to Meyercourt. Go inside to Volger, knock loose. She got it back. Out to Makings. Fires the ball, wide open for three. It's up, it's no good, and a rebound by Makings and a foul. First three-pointer put up there by Dylan Kimmerling.
I think it's going to be on Kendall Hux, I believe. On Kendall, that'll be her first personal. And team foul number two on the Panthers. 3:41 to go, first period. 5-2 our score here.
Free throw on the way is up, and it's good for Michaela Makings. That makes it a 5-3 ball game. Rockport pulls within a couple here. Second on the way for the lefty is up and good, and it's a 1-point ball game, 5-4, 3:41 to go in the first quarter. Coming up the floor on the right side, Meadows with the basketball. Sidney spins down the lane, pulls up, shoots it short, rebound grabbed by Volger. She'll get the ball out of there to Mayfield. She looks up the floor, goes between the circles, into the paint, kicks the ball out, faking the three. Meyercourt driving, but called for traveling. Before she got the ball on the floor.
Yeah, Meyercourt, that little stutter step, and sometimes that's okay, John, and sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm. Now the ball will be walked up the floor again by the Panthers. Sidney Meadows off the left side, gets it right back on the handoff, and she'll shoot it, and draws a foul. We'll go to the line to shoot two. We'll find out who they whistle for the foul here for Rockport.
Looks like Mayfield.
Take your word for it. Addison, her first team foul, free throw, no good for Meadows. 5 points, looking for six here on the second free throw. Junior gets set, fires, and hits it. She has all 6 Panther points. Mayfeld coming up the floor with a basketball. Off to Makings. Makings on the right side holds it. Kayla gets the ball in the middle now to Kimmerling. Kimmerling, think about it, fakes, drives down the lane, lost the handle on the ball, taken away, and up the floor with it come the Panthers. Inside they go. Locamper can't connect on the left side there. And back up the floor, here comes Rockport. Rockport out on the left side. Makings for three. No good. Low camper with the rebound. Now she'll bring it up the floor. Keeps coming with a left-hand dribble. Off to Quilty. Quilty will hold it. Look. Goes to the right side. Long one up is no good by Hux. Rebound brought down. And Volger on the run all the way to the hole. Up. No good. Rebound tip. And it's Meadows with the tip rebound. She pushes it up the floor. One on five. Better slow down. Tried to shoot it and got lucky and drew a foul there. She forced the ball into the middle.
Sydney Meadows will be at the line to shoot two here, John. Foul is going to be called on Addison Mayfield. Her second personal team foul number two. 2:06 to play first period. 6-4. Mount City on top.
Free throw on the way up off the back iron. No good. She'll get one more here. Into the game is Claire Spiegel, a 5'9 freshman for Rockport in place of Dylan Kimmerling. Mount City brings Bailey Long back in the ballgame now in place of Taylor Quilty. Free throw rolls around, won't go. Rebound put back up, no good. And a follow up and good by Abby Gibson. She got both rebounds and the bucket. It's 8-4 Mount City, under 2 minutes left in this first quarter. With the ball driving it up. Give the ball up there for Spiegel. Spiegel dishes out. Mayfield with it. Now to Makings. Around the horn they go to the right side elbow. Holding the ball there will be Spiegel again. Spins around and a reach-in holding foul going to be called against the Panthers here.
Kendall Hux. Kendall will be called for her second personal. Team foul number three now. On the Panthers. I'm having trouble with this thing about the Panthers being the visitors up there.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
I know.
All right, let's see. Coming out will be Hux with the two fouls. And now Rockport inbound from the baseline. Look, nice inbound pass. Shot in the paint. Won't go, no good by Meyercorth. Rebound. Meyercorth ends up with it again. And Bailey Long jumped up in the air and came down and fouled the Rockport Blue Jay. And it'll be a Blue Jay ball out of bounds.
On Bailey Long, that's her second personal team foul, number four, on the Lady Panthers.
90 seconds to go in the quarter. Into Spiegel in the left corner. Bounces it out of there now to her teammate, Volger. All the way to near midcourt to Makings. 8-4 the score, Mount City girls lead. Spiegel with it, looking, drives, lost the handle on the basketball on the dribble. Took a high hop on her and went out of bounds, and the Panthers get it back. So it'll be low camper to inbound the basketball. Meadows will bring it up off the right side for Gibson. Gibson going to drive and a runner up off the side. No good. Rebound out of bounds. Mound City touches it last, and it will be Blue Jay basketball.
Checking into the game now for Rockport, Dylan Kimmerling back into the contest. Replacing Claire Spiegel.
Well, the ball comes in for Addison Mayfield. She checks over with Coach Maddie McPhillips. Now up the floor. Goes to the right sideline to Makings. Well, she's close to that out of bounds line over there. Back in the middle it goes. And it will be Meyercorth with it. Give the ball back to Carolyn. She shoots short. Turns into a pass on the left sideline now to Meyercorth. Drives underneath. Oh, she turned around. She was wide open for the bucket. Dishes out to Makings, and now back around to Meyercorth. Fakes, drives, 30 seconds to go, pulls up on the rim, no good. Follows, and it's out of bounds off of the Panthers.
Wow.
Okay. He's closer than we were. Sydney Meadows apparently touched the ball last, and it will be Rockport ball. Inbounding will be Mayfield, the trigger. Brings it in the middle, and a little head-and-shoulder fake, and off the glass for two for Avery Meyercorth. She's got all 4 points, almost both hoops, and four of the 6 points for Rockport. Here's a pass into Long, led her too far. Take away, and a run out here by Volger. 7 seconds on the clock to a double team. Leave it back now to Meyercorth. She'll fire up, no good. Rebound brought down. Controlled by the Panthers, that was Ava Barnes with the rebound, and that's the end of the first quarter. Mound City 8, Rockport 6, and we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Jim Hills in Fall City is your home decorating center. Street in Falls City, you'll find a well-stocked name brand paint department with all the painting supplies and computerized color matching. Shop the latest in floor covering, window treatments, and accessories to accent and beautify your home. Chat with the friendly staff. They're happy to answer any questions. Jim Hills in Falls City. Call 402-245-4444. That's 402-245-4444.
Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn, Nebraska is proud to announce that this year they're celebrating Nemaha County Gives Back in a new way, digitally. Your donations help provide food and gifts to Nemaha County community members during the holiday season. 100% of donations go to local charities. Donate online at nemahacountyhospital.com, or you can mail your donation to Nemaha County Hospital at 2022 13th Street in Auburn, Nebraska, 68305. Giving back to the local community during this holiday season. Visit nemahacountyhospital.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. We're set to move into second quarter action. The Mound City Panthers leading the Rockport Blue Jays 8-6, and we move into the second quarter. Inbound the pass, it comes to the near side. Comes to Kendall Hucks into the corner, baseline right side. Quilty driving layup. Quilty up and good. Taylor Quilty with her first 2 points of the ballgame. Found an open baseline on the right side. Jonna laid it off the glass. Back the other direction now comes Mayfield across the timeline. Over to the left corner. Here's a long three on the way. Off the mark, won't go down. Put up by Volger. Ball gets away out of bounds.
Called that a held ball. They'll stay with Rockport.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Possession arrow stays to Rockport. Over there to inbound the pass on the left side will be Mayfield. Mayfield to toss it in. Having trouble now, running out of time, lobs it up top, gets the ball inbounds into Makings. Michaela Makings comes back to Mayfield on the left wing. Mayfield dribbles to the free throw circle, now the left side of the lane. Kicks it back to Meyercourt, the cross court right side, open look for three, now to Meyercourt underneath, baseline right side, shot is up, and got it. Nice job on the baseline on the right side by Avery Meyercourt. She's got 6 points now for the Blue Jays. It's a 2-point contest, 10-8 with 7:09 to play. Here in the second quarter, Mount City's basketball in forecourt. Taylor Quilty, baseline left side, up to Bailey Long, around the horn on the right. Meadows with an open look, baseline right, can't get it, and the rebound to Meyercourt. Meyercourt, downcourt pass left side, gets it over here to Mayfield. Mayfield works to the left side of the lane, takes it all the way down. Ooh, got away. There's a three on the way, short off the front of the rim. Rebound pulled down in traffic by Volger. Volger clears it back to the top of the key. Around the horn, it goes to the right side of the lane. Now back to the top of the circle. Holding the ball is Volger. Left side of the free throw line. Skip pass across court. Meyercourt in the paint. Driving floater. Meyercourt can't get it. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Avery Meyercourt with 8 points now, John.
Tied up for the second time.
On the dribble into forecourt comes Sydney Meadows for Mound City. Meadows left side to Kendall Hucks. Hucks, couple of dribbles, puts it inside, moving toward the hoop, trying to force up the shot on the baseline. I believe that was Lowkemper, right? She and Bailey Long,
yes.
Lowkemper, and Lowkemper will be at the line here to shoot two shots.
Avery Meyercourt with the first foul for her in the ball game. Three team fouls, make it four team fouls now on, or three on Rockport.
Elizabeth Lowkemper has not scored yet this afternoon. This will be her first free throw. It's up, rims it off, couldn't get it. She'll have another attempt coming. Similar structure and body type there between her and Bailey Long, and unless you can read that number, they look a lot alike down underneath the basket.
Hattie Gibson checks into the ballgame for Long now.
Lowkemper's second free throw is up. It's short off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to Michaela Makings. Outlet pass down court, Mayfield. Mayfield lobs to the left side, Volger. Volger, top of the key, comes back up to Makings. Michaela just holds the ball for a minute. Now to Kemmerling on the right wing. Inside the paint, they got it into Volger. She tries to pass left side, driving lay-in up off the glass, won't go down for Makings. Got her own rebound, and they bring it back to the top of the key. Meyercourt between the rings, puts it inside the paint. Bounce pass to the left elbow, comes over to Volger. Volger with a jumper, got it. Janie Volger with a nice move to the bucket, put it down, and Rockport has taken the lead on Mount City here 12-10 with 5:28 to play in the first half in the second quarter. Lowkemper with the basketball at the top of the free throw circle, lobs it inside the paint. The ball was loose for a minute. Now kick to Quilty. Quilty with a 10-foot set shot that comes up short, and the rebound is taken away by Dylan Kemmerling.
Kimberly flips the outlet pass out to Mayfield. She'll bring it across the timeline and set the offense. Mayfield, left side of the lane, clears it over to Michaela Makings. Back to the top of the key to Meyercourt. Meyercourt works one-on-one, takes it to the free throw line before flipping it out to the right wing to Boger. Boger, one dribble, top of the key between the rings, comes to Mayfield. Mayfield to the free throw line, Meyercourt. Meyercourt, spin move in the paint, almost had the ball knocked away, now turns around with a jump shot. Put up, off no good, and the rebound brought down by Lokemper. Whistle and a foul.
13, is what he said. That'll be Dylan Kimmerling, her first. Team foul number four, all even there. Four fouls apiece on the teams here during the midway point of quarter number two.
I like it when he shouts out the number.
Yeah.
Maybe we should mic him up here. After further review, on the left side with the ball goes Sydney Meadows. The ball is tipped away and knocked out of bounds. Touched last by Rockport. And it'll be Mountain City's ball, though, played in the corner. Baseline left side from their own basket. Down in the corner, they lob the pass up to Quilty. Quilty holds it out of the left wing, finds Meadows at the top of the key. Around the horn, it comes to the right side, Gibson. There's a shot in the paint that's up and off, no good by Meadows. Whistle and a foul, and Meadows will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul will go on Addison Mayfield. That'll be her third foul and team foul number five.
At the free throw line is Meadows, Sydney Meadows. She's one out of four from the line so far this evening. First one is up and off, no good. Now one out of five from the line. She does have 6 points. She had a deuce and a tray to go with that one made free throw.
Claire Spiegel re-enters the ball game now in place of Addison Mayfield.
Sydney Meadows, 5'9 junior, launches her second free throw. This one is off also. Couldn't get it down. Rebound comes down to Rockport. On the left side, the pass comes to Boger. She'll bring it across the timeline and set the offense. Gives off to Kimmerling, right elbow. Kimmerling trying to feed it on the baseline underneath. She was looking under there to try and get it to Meyercourt. The pass was wide of the mark and goes out of bounds. Mound City's basketball. Inbound the pass. Toss it into Sydney Meadows. Meadows casually comes up the court across the timeline to the right side with it. Gets her pass over here to Gibson. Ball is knocked away. Whistle on a foul is going to be called.
It's going to be Dylan Kimmerling reaching in there, slapping the basketball. Team foul number six on Rockport.
Not yet into the 1-1. Sydney Meadows will inbound it. She'll stand on the baseline, right side, under her own basket. Up onto the elbow with the pass to Hucks. Kendall Hucks in the paint, pulls up, tried to go for a shot, had it blocked away, and the loose basketball is grabbed up by Michaela Makings. Makings, down court pass across the timeline, gets it to Boger. Boger, back up top, it comes to Makings. Michaela Makings, top of the free throw circle, gives the ball on the left wing to Kimmerling. Kimmerling finds Meyercourt at the free throw circle. Meyercourt, jump shot from 12 feet off the front of the rim, doesn't go. Rebound, Lokemper. Lokemper, down court pass, stolen right back by Spiegel. Spiegel, oh, I think.
Put that over and back.
They got away with one there.
She threw it to the front court,
yeah,
and it bounced off her teammate to the back court.
The back court, yeah.
Huh.
Spiegel got the ball into the corner on the right side. Now in trouble, they get it up to Meyercourt. Timeout's going to be taken by Rockport. 3:13 to play first half, 12-10. Rockport is on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
As we near the top of the hour, it's time to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny 101.3, as we are more commonly known. I'm Randy Gatula. That's John Nixon over there. Well, John, the Panthers were up 8-6 after one period, but some 5 minutes later, they find themselves down by two here, 12-10 to Rockport.
Been stuck here since 5:28 mark when Rockport got their first lead of the ball game, and we haven't scored since.
Long dry spell as far as offense goes here. Rockport got pretty well handled last night, and tonight here they are finding themselves leading Mound City at the 3:13 mark in the first half. It'll be Rockport's basketball. They'll inbound it over on the far side. Claire Spiegel will toss it in. Spiegel, 5'9", freshman, lobs it in, gets the ball to Volger. Volger, top of the free throw circle, goes inside the paint, goes to the left wing to Makings, back up top to Key Meyercourt. Meyercourt tried to penetrate, can't get inside the lane. They took that away, gives it off to Spiegel. Back it comes to Meyercourt once again. Now Kemmerling handles the ball. Dylan Kemmerling, she got double-teamed for a moment and has to flip it back out to Volger. Volger will try and reset the offense. Now Volger goes to the right side of the lane, tried to go with a shot that was partially blocked away. Makings in traffic, gets it out to Volger for three from the left wing. This off the rim doesn't go. Rebound Meyercourt at the free throw line, gives it into the corner right side, Meyercourt. 2:35 to play now here in the first half, still 12-10. Rockport with the two-point lead. Left wing, Volger, top of the key, flips it to Kemmerling. Man-to-man defense here by Mound City. Rockport just playing around with it on the outside perimeter, not able to penetrate to the basket. Makings now dribbles with the left-handed dribble toward the baseline, puts it back to the top of the key, Volger. Volger driving layup off the glass, couldn't get it. Ball is loose and fought for. We're going to have a whistle and a foul is called. Coming down with the ball was Taylor Quilty there for Mound City. I think this foul is going to go on Rockport, John.
It will. It'll be one and one on the other end. The foul will be on Cheney Volger. Sophomore picks up her first and team foul number 7.
We're going to send Taylor Quilty to the free throw line. Taylor, 5'7 senior. She'll be shooting 1-1. What is that? That's a...
It's a zero. That's Ava Barnes just checked in there.
Sure looks like an 8 or a 3, too.
Well, there's not much space in the circle.
Yeah. Well, it's the only single digit on the team.
Donut hole, not very big in that zero. Help.
Here's Quilty's free throw, front end of the 1-1 off the front of the rim, will not go down. Struggle.
Barnes snatched it right from below.
Quilty with a follow shot. Quilty with another follow shot. Got it, and she will be fouled. Taylor Quilty just hung in there, John, after the missed free throw and just kept putting the shot up until she scored and then drew the foul.
Be team foul number 8 coming up here for Rockport. And this one's going to go on Avery Meyercourt, her second.
Quilty's and one is up and off the rim. Won't go. Taylor now 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Does have 4 points. We're all tied at 12 with a minute 51 to go here in the first half. Rockport's basketball. Left side, Kemmerling. Shot up, laying up off the glass. Doesn't go down. Rebound. Coming down with it is Quilty. She'll decide to hold it up in backcourt and give it up to Kendall Hucks. Hucks off to Quilty. Looked like she was thinking about the three for a minute. Quilty back to the top of the key. Low Kemper. Now Quilty. They run a little weave. Comes to the near side to Kendall Hucks. Hucks at the free throw line in the paint. Floater. Bank shot off the glass. Won't go down. Rebound to Spiegel. Claire Spiegel, the 5'9 freshman, comes down with a defensive board, gets the outlet pass out to Makings. Michaela Makings, a cross-court pass, Volger. Volger feeds it right side, Spiegel, right side of the lane. Here's an open look, three from the top of the key. Makings up and off, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. I think it went off of Mound City.
I never saw a signal, I guess so.
They're going to give the ball to Rockport under their own basket. Makings will inbound it. Left side baseline, right under the backboard. 1:04 to play here in the first half. We're all tied at 12. Inbound the pass. Toss it in. Driving lay-in. Meyercourt in the paint. Can't get it. Got her own rebound. Meyercourt is triple-teamed in the paint. Nowhere to go. Now gets tied up. Comes out of there. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow. I can't see it, John.
It's going to Mound City.
Okay. Possession arrow Panthers.
I was thinking 3 seconds myself.
Yeah. 54 seconds to go here in the first half. All tied at 12. On the dribble into forecourt. Right side pass comes to Kendall Hucks. They give it to Sydney Meadows. Meadows is double-teamed in the paint. Falls to the floor. May have a foul called here on the Blue Jays.
I'm going to think Makings and what?
They're going to put Sydney Meadows to the free throw line. Sydney has made 1 of 6 from the line. Here she'll be shooting 1-1. Who's the foul on?
Spiegel, 34.
Really? There, one is up and good. Sydney Meadows with her second make of the night here. She's now hit 2 of 7 from the free throw line. She'll have another attempt coming. That puts Mount City back up by 1, 13-12. Second free throw is up. It's good also. She got them both. 14-12. Mount City on top. 40 seconds to play. In the first half, Rockport on the dribble into forecourt comes Volger. Volger puts it inside Meyercourt. Turnaround shot, Meyercourt, free throw line up and off, no good. Trying to save it from getting away out of bounds over there was Dylan Kemmerling. She couldn't get to it. And the Panthers will have the basketball back with a two-point lead and 30 seconds left with which to work here in the first half. Inbound the pass to Sydney Meadows. She'll bring it up for Meadows at the top of the free throw circle. Backs it out now between the rings to the left elbow with the pass to Quilty. Quilty comes around to Lowkemper on the right side. Lowkemper against the man-to-man defense. Tries to lob it in. Ball is stolen away by Makings.
Ten seconds
of play. Makings across the timeline. Across court. Ball is stolen away. And now a whistle and a foul. Let's see which way this is going to go.
I'm going to call that on Rockport's Cheney Volger, I believe.
Cheney had the ball stripped away from her. And we're going to have a timeout, really, with 4 seconds. Okay, timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Sat Brothers, located at 1521 Harlan. Call 245-2406 and order a whole pizza for $12. They have all your favorites, pepperoni, hamburger, meat lovers, supreme, veggie pizza, and many more varieties to choose from. They also have breakfast pizza, like biscuits and gravy pizza, and cheese sticks as well. Sat Brothers of Falls City, the one stop to fill your car and your tummy. Sat Brothers of Falls City with mom-approved bathrooms.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, when play is resumed, we're going to have Ava Barnes at the free throw line where she'll be shooting the double bonus, shooting two shots. 4 seconds left to play in the first half, 14-12. Mount City is up by two. Ava Barnes, a 5'7 sophomore. This will be her first free throw attempt. Shot is on the way up and off, no good. Sat there for a minute, John, but wouldn't go down. Rolled off the left side of the rim. She'll have a second shot coming. Ava Barnes hits the basketball. Looks to the hoop, takes aim, launches the shot. It's on the way, it's up and in and out of there, no good. Wait a minute, what do we got here?
A lane violation on a Rockport Blue Jay.
And there's only the only people down there are Rockport, no reason to hurry. She'll get another attempt. All right, Ava Barnes. Shoot three to make two, and this one's up. It doesn't go, rebound to Makings. Makings, down court pass. They won't get a shot off, and at the half, the Mount City Panthers are leading the Rockport Blue Jays. Our halftime score, Mount City 14 and Rockport 12. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the halftime scoring wrap brought to you by Armbruster Motor Companies. That's coming up after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team.
The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Mount City Invitational Tournament. At the half, the Lady Panthers of Mount City leading the Lady Jays from Rockport 14-12. Time now for the Arm Rooster Motor Company halftime scoring recap. If you're looking for a mechanic you can trust, look no further than Arm Rooster Motor Company in Fall City.
In the first half, the Rockport Blue Jays are led by Avery Meyer. Of course, she scored four in each quarter, eight for the first half. 2 points for Chaney Volger in the first half, and 2 points on a couple of free throws for Michaela Makings. For Rockport, they went 2 for 2 in the first half at the free throw line. For Mound City in the first half, we have, leading the way, 8 points for Sydney Meadows in the first half, triple, and a two-pointer, and the rest free throws. 4 points for Taylor Cooley, 2 points for Abby Gibson. And we also, I guess that's it for Rockport for their total of 14 here. Mound City in the first half went just 3 of 16 at the free throw line. 3 of 16, or they could have a much larger lead in this ball game for the Lady Panthers. Foul trouble, Bailey Long with 2 and Kendall Hucks with 2 for Mound City. 2 each on Chaney Volger, Dylan Kemmerling, and Avery Meyercourt, and 3 on Addison Mayfield. Mayfield for Rockport in the first half of the ball game.
And that's your halftime scoring recap brought to you by Arm Rooster Motor Company, where they're committed to providing you with the highest level of service, so you'll always choose them for your maintenance and repair needs. That's Arm Rooster Motor Company, your GM dealer in Fall City. Right now, John and I are going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, then we're going to update you with our local weather, followed by another 2 minutes of important commercial information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Is it time to buy or sell? How about a property that needs to be managed? Call on the pros at Poppy Realty and Management in Fall City. They can provide you with management services for your farm, ranch, or recreational property, and can also assist you in buying or selling your property. Brian Poppy is a licensed broker in Nebraska and Kansas, here to help you seal the deal. Call Poppy Realty and Management today and rest easy because you're in good hands. Call 245-5808 or visit 1616 Harlan Street in Fall City.
Looking for lending partners that aren't afraid to get their boots dirty? Then talk to our ag lenders here at the bank. Our lenders know ag, and they're local. Because we make our decisions locally, you'll get quick answers on your loan requests. Stop by to talk or call to schedule an appointment today. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, located in Fall City and Stella. Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
C&M Seed Center LLC is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center LLC, 660-442-6085, or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mount City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s and winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. A sunny and mild day in store on Wednesday with highs reaching the upper 60s and winds from the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Wednesday night looks clear with temperatures in the lower 40s and westerly winds at 5 to 10. Thursday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 70s. On Friday, we'll see plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 60s. Saturday, sunshine with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s. Sunday, sunshine, temperatures in the mid-50s. Monday looks mainly sunny and will cool off a little bit with high temperatures in the upper 40s. And for Tuesday, look for a blend of clouds and sunshine, with high temperatures once again topping out in the mid to upper 40s. That's a look at your latest forecast. For Weatherology, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
While you are shopping for that perfect Christmas gift online, fraudsters are shopping for your personal information and debit card number. To keep your information and money safe, FNN Bank offers an identity theft protection program, Cyber Scout, and fraud monitoring services. FNN Bank will keep you protected during this holiday season.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mount City High School. It's halftime. The Mount City Panthers leading the Rockport Blue Jays in girls basketball here, 14-12. Our halftime scores, we get set to move to the third quarter. Once again, here's John Nixon.
Thanks, Randy. It'll be Rockport basketball here to start this second half tonight, the third period underway. From midcourt, Rockport will go left to right to the south bucket as we look at it here in quarter number three. Driving up, Mayfield with the basketball, takes the ball cross court, up two on the ladder, too far for Meyercourt, and the ball's out of bounds and goes over to Mound City. Ball will be brought in, and now coming up the floor with it will be Panthers' Sydney Meadows. She goes to the right side wing, all the way to the baseline, back out low camper, loads up a triple, misses it, and from the right side, the ball's out of bounds. Off of the Blue Jays, Klachini Vulgar. Panther ball underneath their own hoop here. Quilty to inbound. Everybody lined up sideline to sideline on the base. And a pass, long pass, stolen away. And a run-out layup at the other end is no good by Meyercourt. Long got the rebound, and now should give the ball up for Sydney Meadows. Meadows coming up the floor, Quilty. Go inside for Long, too tall on the pass, and stolen away, and again on the run. Avery Meyercourt all the way to the hole, scoops it up, can't get it to go. Rolling around on the floor is the basketball. Quilty picks it up.
Boy, Rockport missing some golden opportunities here on lay-ins.
Minute gone by here in the third quarter, and now out on the left side, taking down in the corner there for Lowcamper. Lowcamper dribbling in, bounces off a defender, back out to the top to Meadows. Sydney inside the paint, dishes it out to Quilty. Fires for two on the baseline, up and good. Taylor's got six in the ball game, and the lead is four, which is about as big a lead as we've had in this ball game. Panthers on the defense here, manned up, take it out to the top, swinging around left side for Rockport to Kimmerling. Down low, inside, spinning around, up, no good by Vulgar. Somehow the rebound stays to Makings for Rockport. Now over to Vulgar again. Vulgar is watching Coach McPhillips. She did not get what she wanted there, I could tell. Even from behind, she had that angry face. All right, Michaela Phillips with it. around the horn again. To the right wing, down low, it goes into the hands of Meyercorth. Dribbles into a double team, kicks it back out. A three ball on the way for Mayfeld, no good. Long saves the ball in, and Rockport had it, lost it, chases on, and two Blue Jays end up out of bounds with the basketball.
Coach McPhillips kind of playing deep on the baseline right side.
Yeah. She said, here, I want to hear her shoot it.
She was clear down in the corner.
All right, Long comes out of the game for Mound City. Abby Gibson is in. Everybody's okay. Had a lot of players on the floor diving around on that play.
Pretty aggressive play over there up on both sides.
Yeah, there's no lack of effort on either side. They're playing hard. Now up the floor with the basketball comes Meadows to Quilty. Quilty, the free throw line, inside to Low Camper. Left side, forces her way in. No. Rebound brought down by Quilty. She puts it back up and in. She has eight, and we have a what?
Not sure what's going on here.
Talking to one of the players here, one of the Blue Jays, it's a little bit dinged up here, I think. Avery Meyercorth, referee, talking to her, making sure she's okay, I guess.
Just ask her what day it is.
She says, I'm fine. Rockport's got three players suited up on their bench. So here we come to the front court. The ball comes off to Meyercorth. Pass into the middle. Good idea trying to hit Makings. The ball's tipped out of bounds by Mound City, and it will be Rockport ball. Triggering in will be Rockport. Mayfeld looking, lobs out top to Makings. Makings with the left-hand dribble goes around the corner, and a hand-checking foul going to be called here on Mound City.
Abby Gibson's going to get tagged for the personal on Abby. That's her first, and team foul number one of the half on the Panthers.
So Rockport, between their bench and the scorer's table, to inbound, get the ball in there to Mayfeld. Comes up around to pick, kicks the ball out on the left side, and a three-pointer up. Too strong for Bolger. Rebound controlled out of there by the Panthers by Kendall Hucks. Quickly ahead and a drive to the basket off the glass. It's up and good on that right side. Bucket by Abby Gibson, her second field goal. And it's now 20-12, an 8-point Panther lead. With the basketball, Meyercorth down the lane, left hand up, no good. Rebound controlled by Lowcamper. She'll get it out of there to Meadows.
Boy, Rockport has had some golden opportunities to get away from them here in this third quarter.
Sydney Meadows will give and go, goes right back up and can't get it. Nice play there, but they couldn't connect. The shot chart for either team underneath the basket is going to look very good at the end. There's another miss short range by Rockport. Makings couldn't connect. Hey, they're just getting too far under the basket. Here's a ball tipped to the backcourt. Meadows picks it up. Now to Quilty. Ahead to Lowcamper. Double. Gets the ball over. Left side shot of the way. No good from 10 feet by Gibson. Rebound to Rockport. Mayfeld coming up the other way. Halfway through quarter number three. Makings holds it. Looks. Fakes. Now passes off. Get the ball into the paint. Bolger up. Shoots. And a whistle and a foul. And we will shoot two here for Rockport.
Make the foul.
That was quick.
I think it's going to be on Sydney Meadows. That's just my guess from watching the game.
One of the numbers was definitely a two. I got that much.
Still waiting for him to show us here, but yes, it is. Meadows picks up her first personal. Team foul number two.
Free throw on the way. Is that
Bolger?
Bolger, okay.
I had to use the process of elimination.
Oh, well, I didn't even have that going for me.
Ponytail time.
Did not connect on the first one. She'll get another one here. On the way up and won't crawl in. Rebound to Makings. Well, she seems to be just about wherever a ball ends up, she's there somewhere, some way, shape, or form. Underneath, a shot blocked as it comes from underneath. Lowcamper stopped it, and the held ball will go to Mound City. So Elizabeth Lowcamper, the 6-foot junior, blocks the shot.
Despite several point-blank shots under there, Rockport held scoreless so far in this period.
They're in a hurry under there. Here's a drive by Meadows up, no, but a whistle and a blocking foul will be called on the Blue Jays here, and that's going to be on Kemmerling, her third.
Kemmerling's third personal, first team foul of the half, however, on the Blue Jays. Meadows, I believe.
Two free throws coming. It's up. It's good. She's now hit three in a row, made four in the ball game. That's five, six, seven, eight. Now that's 9 points. Looking for 10 here with this one. Sets, fires, and in, out, and back in it goes. Rim, rim, backboard, and in.
Crazy how that ball bounces sometimes, isn't it?
It is. 22-12, our biggest lead of the ball game. Pass to the inside, knocked away, out of bounds, off the hands of Kendall Hucks. And Rockport will trigger from the baseline again. Everybody on a corner of the lane, and they're going to have to come out top. Makings goes up and gets the basketball, pushes ahead. Now Volger. Volger back out to the top. Kemmerling holds it, bounce pass down, knocked away, stolen by Ava Barnes. Sophomore on her way up the floor, dishes it off ahead, a shot put up, but we have a whistle as the shot was put up by Kendall Hucks.
Going to have a little conversation here now with one of the Rockport players about slamming the basketball on the floor. She caught the ball out of bounds and then slammed it down onto the floor pretty hard.
I guess we didn't have a foul there. Just the ball out of bounds. Okay.
Just cautioning her about her reaction, I think.
Don't do that again. Something like that.
Yeah.
Locamper takes the ball out top. Mound City tried to bounce pass it down. Stolen away. Here's a takeaway by Addison Mayfeld. Lobs it up the floor. Nobody on the floor is going to catch that pass. Up too tall. Out of bounds it goes.
Coach Maddie McPhillips down here trying to calm her girls down and settle them down here a little bit. They've still been held scoreless for the first 5 minutes of this period despite having a number of layup attempts and point-blank shots.
What do we got there? Claire Spiegel is in the ball game and apparently got a timeout called here by Mound City. They lead it by 10, 22-12, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Mound City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
2 minutes, 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Mound City has extended their 14-12 halftime lead out to 22-12 now here in the third quarter. Rockport's been unable to get the ball to go in the hole here in this third period. Timeout was called by the Panther girls by Coach Katie Dougherty. And they come out on the floor. Mound City ball far side of the floor at midcourt. What are you doing?
Changing batteries.
Throwing things?
Yeah.
Okay. Bring the ball in the backcourt now to Sidney Meadows.
If only they can sometimes see the things that are happening here at the broadcast.
I thought, what in the world is that? Somebody's throwing things at me. All right, here we go the other way. Inside, they try to get it for Locamper. Out of bounds it goes off the hand of a Rockport Blue Jay.
Meyercourt reached in there and tipped that ball away.
So Quilty will inbound it. Taylor with 8 points in the ball game into Locamper. She goes up and she got fouled as she tried to shoot it and will go to the line, shoot a pair of free throws here.
Foul's going to be on Avery Meyercourt. On Avery, her second, her third personal, team foul number two on the Blue Jays.
All right, Locamper at the line, 0 for 2 in the ball game, looking for her first point of the night. The junior sets, fires up, and in and out, no good. Look good.
Lefty there is Locamper.
Yep. Caught the rim.
Yep.
Second one coming. Eyes the bucket on the way up and got it. The one out of two is Elizabeth Locamper. The lead is now 9, 23 to 12. Excuse me, 11, 23 to 12. That's new math. Bring the ball into Michaela Makings.
I wasn't going to say anything there, John.
Free throw circle and the pass to the side. Off the mark. Out of bounds. Never throw the ball to your bench. Coaches always get unhappy when you throw them a pass in a basketball game. To the front court. Here comes Mound City and Quilty for three in the left side. No. Rebound grabbed up here by Meyerkorth. Pushing her way up and a blocking foul on Quilty.
On Taylor Quilty, that'll be her first personal team foul number three on the Mound City Panthers.
Well, into the game again. Bailey Long and plays to Quilty for Mound City. Inbounding right in front of the scorer's table will be Michaela Makings. Get the ball up the board. Avery Meyerkorth tried to hand it to Makings. They're pretty close together. Makings did a good job of controlling it. Going all the way through the lane, trying to fight the basketball. Now with the ball, driving up, kicking it back for three, up and off the mark. No good for Vogler. Rebound ends up in the hands of Long, back out at the free throw circle. She gets the ball ahead, and now it will be Barnes for three. No. Rebound Makings with 90 seconds to go. Coming up the floor with the basketball. Makings dishes off, driving into the paint, throwing it up off the mark. No good by Meyerkorth. And as Barnes starts up the floor, she'll be fouled over on the far side.
Well, it's going to be on Meyerkorth. Avery picks up her fourth personal. Team foul number three on the Blue Jays.
You think Coach McPhillips will be worn out after the game?
She's working up and down this sideline,
putting in a lot of miles. Back and forth. Mound City now gives the ball off, and Barnes drives, no basket. Got the layup, but an offensive foul setting the screen on Bailey Long underneath. That'll be her third foul, team foul number four. Can't get away with anything when there's three officials, can you?
In the ballgame now for Rockport, checking back in is Dylan Kemmerling. Kemmerling into the contest.
So down 23-12, Rockport gets the basketball. Coming up the floor, now back out top, Vulgar in the paint, to the top, to Spiegel. Off the left side, Makings. She holds, she looks, comes right side for Mayfeld. Mayfeld off the left side for Kemmerling. Cameron driving down, splits defenders off the glass, won't go. Long the rebound, push it ahead for Barnes, ahead of the pack. And she's able to run it down, and a little out of control, can't get the layup to go. Here comes the Blue Jays the other way. Get the ball off now to Mayfeld. Fires it over to Makin. She drives in, up, short, no good, off the glass, and a scramble for the rebound. Lowcamper comes up out of there with it. She'll bring it up across midcourt herself.
20 seconds.
Looks inside and unable to make the catch in there. Kendall Hucks. Clock stopped at 17 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter. An 11-point Panther lead, 23-12. Rockport looking for their first points here this quarter yet. And working the ball slowly up the floor is Rockport. Mayfeld to the front with eight. Goes around a defender all the way to the hole. Up, and they finally got a layup to go. Mayfeld with the basket, and that will end quarter number three. Mound City Panthers 23, and Rockport Blue Jays 14. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at WeaverandMersLaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
SureGrow has changed its name. The new name is SureAg LLC in Forest City. The staff and service that you have depended on will remain the same. If you had good luck with the chemicals to keep your fields clean, then SureAg LLC will continue to do the same. Your fertilizer questions and options will be answered from the same expert staff at SureAg LLC. New owners, but same great staff and same great service you've come to expect. SureAg LLC, located in Forest City.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
23-14, Mount City lead in our first of four games here today on Sunny 101.3 in our girls' contest. Rockport will have the ball, a hill to climb, and Randy Catula, he's an old hill climber. We'll see if he can get him out of this.
Now the Blue Jays only managed 2 points in that entire third period. Let's see if they can find some offense here. That's Mayfield with the basketball felt. Feeds it inside Makings. Makings with a shot under the basket, and again, hit the bottom of the rim, wouldn't go down. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. And the forecourt is Taylor Quilty. Quilty to the left side, Lowkemper. Lowkemper lobs it into Bailey Long. Pass is stolen away by Spiegel. Spiegel gets a pass out to Volger. Down court they come with it. Mayfield. Mayfield to the right side, Meyercourt. Back to Mayfield under the basket, baseline right side. She's trapped under there. Ball is flipped up now to Kemmerling. Kemmerling in the paint makes a move to the basket, but a whistle and a foul.
Foul on Quilty. Taylor picks up her second. Randy, I think something would help Mound City on their entry passes. They got a pair of six-footers there, and they're trying to throw line drives instead of lobs.
Yeah, they can lob it up pretty easily. Here's the inbound pass gathered up in backcourt by Michaela Makings.
That was close.
Yeah, Makings comes to the right elbow with her pass to Kemmerling. Dylan Kemmerling on the dribble now, picks up the dribble, holds the ball off to the left side, goes back over to Makings with the basketball on the left wing. In the corner, baseline left side, trying to move toward the hoop with the basket was basketball with Volger. The ball tipped away from her, knocked out of bounds, and a save with Rockport. Inbounding the pass will be Michaela Makings. Makings in forecourt on the left side will toss it in. Waiting, still waiting. Now does get it lobbed in near midcourt. Gets the ball into the hands of Mayfield. Mayfield in traffic, double team, goes to the floor. And the jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to go over to Mount City. Basketball escapes down the hallway. Have to go chase it down.
You got her.
23-14 our score. Mount City leading Rockport. 6 minutes, 53 seconds to play in the basketball game. The first of four big games for you this afternoon and this evening here on Sunny 101.3. With the ball, Lowkemper gives it up to Quilty. She holds it above her head between the rings. Lob pass into Lowkemper in the paint. Lowkemper thought about a shot. It goes down to the baseline left side. There's a shot up and good by Sydney Meadows. Meadows in double figure. She has 12 points in the ballgame. It's 25-14. The lead is 11. I think this is the biggest lead of the ballgame now. Or equals the biggest lead for Mound City. Rockport's basketball. Kemmerling at the top of the key. Wants to drive between defenders. Has the ball stolen away. Ava Barnes the other direction. All the way down. Lays it up and good.
Meadows.
I'm sorry.
12. Meadows on a 12.
Yep. Okay. Sydney Meadows with the lay-in. Timeout taken by Rockport. 6:06 to play in the ballgame. 27-14. Mound City up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we're back once again here at Mound City High School. I'm Randy Gatula alongside John Nixon. And John, lots of basketball this week in Mound City.
We do. This is the 63rd annual Mound City Invitational Tournament. We've got four today, four again tomorrow, and then we'll see what we got Friday and Saturday, depending on who's playing in the final games of the tournament. The girls' championship is Friday night. The boys' championship is Saturday night. And have third-place games before that and consolation games. We'll see who's playing in those contests.
Meanwhile, you're going to have some Nebraska basketball Friday night over on KTNC.
Sterling Jet girls and boys headed to Falls City to take on the Sacred Heart Irish over at the Roe Activity Center on Friday night. A couple of partial JV games followed by the varsity around 6:15.
Inbound the pass to Addison Mayfield. Mayfield to the right elbow with it. Finds Dylan Kemmerling. Underneath it comes to Michaela Makings. There's a three on the way from the left elbow that's up and off. Doesn't go, and the rebound is pulled down by Kendall Hucks. Hucks gets the outlet pass out to Meadows. Meadows will come down to Quilty on the left wing. Quilty, a couple of dribbles, goes to the top of the free throw circle, goes to Lowkemper with it.
Low Kemper wanting to go to Bailey Long under the basket. No passes there. Long well covered by Michaela Makings on that baseline. Now it's Quilty moving to the hoop. Bounce pass up. Low Kemper has to chase it down near the midcourt circle. Low Kemper all the way in, driving layup. Up and off, no good. And the rebound brought down underneath by Dylan Kemmerling. Kemmerling outlet pass. They get it down court to Mayfeld. Mayfeld across the timeline. Mayfeld right side of the free throw lane. Now reverses the dribble, gives it up to the top of the key to Makings. Makings hands off to Kemmerling. Kemmerling into the corner, left side. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot up and good. Put in by Meyercourt. She's in double figures, has 10 points now for the Blue Jays. 11-point ball game, 27-16 with 4:53 to play in the contest. Underneath, driving lay-in up. Off, won't go down. Fight for the rebound underneath. It's getting rough under there, John. Meadows is the one to put the layup up, and then everybody battling after that rebound.
I'm assuming Kemmerling. She's the one that came in from the outside. It is Dylan's fourth foul and team foul number four and a half.
Quilty will inbound it for Mound City from the left side under her own basket. Here's a long two that's up and off, no good. Put up by Meadows. Rebound. Fast break. Meyercourt tries to go in for a layup and we'll have a foul. I think this is going to be on the floor, though, before the shot.
Going to reach in there. Foul will go on Kendall Hux. Her third and team foul number six of the half on the Panthers.
Rockport basketball. Mayfeld to inbound it on the baseline. Mayfeld lobs it up top, Meyercourt. Meyercourt around the defender, between two. The ball is tipped away, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Rockport. Yet another turnover. Mound City will get the basketball.
4:32 left in this first game of the day here at Mound City.
Low Kemper inbounds the pass to Sydney Meadows, and she'll very casually bring the ball up the court through the midcourt circle, across the division line. Bounce pass out onto the right wing. Ball is deflected away off one of the Rockport defenders. Possession will stay with Mound City. Now into the ball game comes Ava Barnes, 5'7 sophomore. Barnes in replacing Kendall Hux for the Panthers. Low Kemper to inbound it on the far sideline. Low Kemper tosses into Meadows. Sydney Meadows with the dribble. Man-to-man defense here. In the paint, Barnes tries to go for the lay-in, couldn't get it. Now battles for the loose basketball. Coming up with it is Volger. Volger gets an outlet pass out to Makings. She's trapped in the corner. Back to Volger. Now Volger wants to bring it up court. Lots of pressure being applied here by Mound City. They'll have to hurry and get it across the timeline. They do. Makings goes into the corner with it. There's a long three. Left side up, off no good by Volger. Rebound comes down to the Blue Jays. They'll reset the offense. This is Mayfeld. Mayfeld down to Meyercourt. She's on the baseline right side. Knocked away from her. Ball is grabbed up loose by Volger. Volger tries to go up with a shot. Got it blocked. And grabbing up the ball is Low Kemper. Low Kemper down court with it, has Bailey Long out ahead of her. Now Low Kemper brings it back up and gives it to Quilty to reset the offense. 3:28 to go. Quilty with a long three that's in and out of there. The rebound down to Michaela Makings. Makings, a cross-court pass, Mayfeld. Mayfeld goes around the defender, working against Ava Barnes, lobs it inside. Makings kicks it to the corner. Meyercourt makes a move to the basket, but she'll be called for traveling, and yet another turnover gives the ball back to Mound City.
3:11 left in the fourth quarter. An 11-point lead for the Mound City Lady Panthers.
Elizabeth Lowkemper will inbound the pass for the Lady Panthers. She'll toss it into Sydney Meadows, who will advance it up the court and set the offense for the Panthers. Off to Taylor Quilty on the left wing. Now Lowkemper in the corner, left side of the basket. Can't get to the baseline. Tries to put a bounce pass into Bailey Long. The ball gets away off of Long, goes out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover getting the ball back to Rockport.
Here comes Abby Gibson in for Mound City once again.
She'll replace Bailey Long for the Panthers.
Timeout.
Go ahead.
Timeout Rockport. They are down by 11. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy. Grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3,
covering the tri-state area.
2 minutes, 55 seconds left to play on this one. 27-16 your score. The Mount City girls leading the Rockport Blue Jays here in the Mount City Invitational Tournament, the first of four games that we have for you. Basketball will belong to Rockport when play is resumed. The inbound pass comes into Addison Mayfeld. Mayfeld met at the midcourt line by Barnes, gets it across the timeline now. A little bit of pressuring defense by Barnes here. Mayfeld, bounce pass to Michaela Makings on the right wing. A cross-court skip pass all the way across over to Kemmerling. Kemmerling looks underneath for Makings. Ball tipped away out of bounds. I think it went off of Rockport.
Quick hands in there by Abby Gibson for Mound City, deflecting the pass off of the Blue Jay.
Turnovers have been an issue here for Rockport in this second half, especially. They've managed only 4 points since halftime. It was 14-12 at the half. Now 27-16 is our score. 2:28 to go in the ball game. Elizabeth Lowkemper off to Taylor Quilty, right side. Quilty looks to the near side, comes over to Gibson with the ball, back up top. Lowkemper. They're just going to kind of slow things down here a little bit now, maybe run a little bit of a weave at the top of the key. Oh, turned over, ball stolen by Makings. But I think we're going to have a foul call.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, on Lowkemper.
Trying to get the ball back there. Lowkemper called for the personal. That's her first I've got, John.
Yep.
At the free throw line, Michaela Makings. She's 2 for 2 from the line tonight. Those are the 2 points that she has have both come from the free throw line. Makings, a 5'4 junior, handed the basketball. Free throw is up and short. Hits the front of the rim and comes off. Rebound down to Mound City. Down court pass. Get it to the right side, all the way in. Collision on the right side of the lane. Taking the ball to the hoop was Sydney Meadows, but a collision down there with Makings.
Makings picks up her first foul of the evening, team foul number 5.
So on the baseline, Mound City will inbound it. Sydney Meadows will toss it in with 2:01 to play in the ballgame. 27-16 our score. Inbounding it, Meadows in the corner to Barnes. Barnes comes up top to Lowkemper. Lowkemper free throw line jump shot in and out off the back of the rim. Makings with the rebound. And Makings will be fouled as she came down with the basketball. Again, Lowkemper called for the personal. Elizabeth Lowkemper gets her second.
If you run down there and try to convince her of that.
That means we walk to the other end. And at the free throw line, Michaela Makings, she was there just a moment ago. She was 2 for 2. She missed the front end of the 1-1. She's now 2 for 3 from the line. This shot is up and off. No good. Couldn't get it. Rebound comes down to the Panthers. Mount City with the ball. Lowkemper very slowly across the timeline. Gives it over to Quilty. Taylor Quilty, who just holds the ball with the clock down to 1:40 and running. Quilty and Lowkemper playing catch with it at the top of the key. Back again, it comes to Lowkemper. They'll run that little weave. They tried that earlier and turned it over. Cross court to the far side now to Ava Barnes. Barnes back up top, Taylor Quilty. Quilty looking for the cutter in the paint. Instead goes out onto the right wing to Lowkemper. Right back to Quilty it comes. Clock down to 1:20. Quilty, bounce pass right side, Barnes. Barnes takes it to the baseline. Can't get the shot, so it comes back to the top of the key to Gibson. Abby Gibson. Now in the Lowkemper at the free throw line, Gibson left wing. Gibson across court, Quilty. Timeout's going to be taken by Mound City with 1:04 to go in the ballgame. 27-16, Panthers up. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Across the way. Lowkemper tries to toss it into Barnes. Ball is tipped away. Knocked out of bounds over there by Cheney Volger. So we'll try it all over again. Lowkemper to inbound it. Lowkemper Now gets the ball inbounded to Meadows. Sidney Meadows on the dribble. Just wanting to run some clock here. Less than a minute to go. 58 seconds. Little bounce over on the far side. Meadows in trouble. She's trapped down in the corner. Gets it back up to Barnes out on the right sideline on the wing. Barnes works the dribble. Gives it up top here to Gibson. Gibson with a little backhand move. Goes to the corner right side Barnes. She goes on the baseline underneath. To Quilty. Shot is up her the left side, up and off no good by Reese Miles. Reese Miles in the ball game.
Freshman.
He's in high school.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Side. I saw that name. Wait a minute. Driving the baseline, left side, Meyercorth. She's in traffic. Meyercorth up with a shot. Won't go. And the ball is tipped away, knocked out of bounds down there by Meadows. 20 seconds to play in this one. Inbounding the ball underneath the Rockport basket. They'll play it in on the baseline. Trying to look for Meyercorth over here in the corner. Instead, it goes to the right side corner. Down to Mayfeld. Now into traffic. Driving, lay-in up, off. No good. Won't go down for Michaela Makings. Rebound brought down by Mount City. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called.
Dylan Caroline is going to foul out of this ball game. That'll be her fifth foul. That's indeed who they call it on, I think it is. Yep.
So checking in to replace her will be Claire Spiegel. We'll walk to the other end. And who we got at the line? Looks like Barnes.
Barnes,
Ava
yep.
Barnes at the line. She has not scored tonight. She's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. 11 seconds left to play in this one. 27-16. Mount City with the lead. Now what?
Oh, that's only their 16th foul. Yeah, that's right.
So we're not going to shoot.
Right.
Instead, the basketball will belong to Mount City under the Rockport basket with 11 seconds to play. Inbounding the ball, waiting to toss it in. Reese Miles. Miles with the inbound pass. On the right side of the lane, dribbling into forecourt. Ball is stolen away. Back the other direction in a hurry comes Volger. Volger wants to take it to the right side of the hoop. Might have walked there. There's a shot too late at the buzzer. That's the ball game. Your final score tonight, the Mount City Panthers 27 and the Rockport Lady Jays 16. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the Armbruster Motor Company post-game scoring recap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
At Lundson Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundson Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsonRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundson Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Company post-game scoring recap. If you've been in a fender bender, need a touch-up paint job or a tow-in, Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City has you covered. John?
In the ball game just completed, Rockport led by Avery Meyer. Of course, she had 10 points in the ball game, two each for Cheney Volger, Addison Mayfeld, and Michaela Makings for their total of 16 points. It was 14-12 at halftime. Mount City led, and Rockport 2 points in each the second, or each the third and fourth quarter tonight. For Mound City in the ball game, they're led by Sydney Meadows. She had 14 in the ball game, 8 points for Taylor Cooley, 4 points for Abby Gibson, and one for Elizabeth Lowcamper for their total of 27. Mound City, terrible night at the free throw line, Randy, 5 for 20 in the ball game. So Mound City will be wanting to work on that some, but they win it 27-16 to even their season record at 1-1. Rockport now 0-2 on this young basketball season.
That's been your post-game scoring recap brought to you by...